Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome to another episode of The Truth About You. And today we are talking about the truth about you and woo. And it's for this reason. I'm on one a bit today. And I'm on one because I'm finding myself increasingly annoyed with this, the way in which people are using this phrase woo or woo-woo. It's often used in a very reductionist and dismissive way. And as someone who is firmly in the woo, embracing the woo, loving the woo, living the woo, I find that bit insulting, if I'm honest. So let's just, I really want to just unpack this. I'm going to try not to get too angry about the whole thing. Instead, I would like to very passionately talk about what woo-woo actually is and why it's so relevant and so fundamentally important to life as we know it. So often the term woo-woo will be used to describe practices like astrology, energy healing, coincidence, holistic medicine, some spiritual and native indigenous practices. And that's great because all of that is woo-woo, but so is normal life. And so using the term woo-woo in a kind of very dismissive way is basically the same as minimizing and judging and undervaluing very many people and much of the energy of the way in which the world works. So let's get into some of the detail. Here's why the use of the term in the way it's used annoys me. Now, the first thing I want to say is the term woo-woo in and of itself is not an issue, but it's how people use it and the value or the meaning that they ascribe to it that can sometimes become very dismissive and judgmental. So when someone labels something as woo-woo, they're generally meaning that they can't explain something. But alongside that comes this sort of value judgment that therefore it's silly or it's stupid or it's inconsequential or it's not important or it's just made up. And this dismissiveness is incredibly frustrating, not just for people like me who practice this thing, but also for it's kind of undermining for the world at large, because as I will go on to explain, woo-woo, energy, spiritual practice is in every single one of us, whether we're aware of it or not. Using the term in the way I can see it being used a lot is actually really quite disrespectful. So it holds this kind of, people use it in a way that lacks respect for others' views of the world, other people's beliefs, other people's experiences. And I think some of that comes from a kind of fear around the term, because actually woo-woo is something that everyone can actually recognize and that most people are super fascinated about. But it holds fear. And there might be lots of reasons for that, probably not least because science has been heralded as the only way to logically understand the world. And science is only just beginning to catch up with the woo-woo practices and outcomes and really incredible positive results. When people use this term without giving it the respect and the honour and the value that it deserves, it becomes like a dirty word. And I'm not okay with that. Like, I'm not down with that at all. I want to help people get on board with the woo. I want to help people reclaim this idea that there is much more to us than our physical skin suit and our logical mind, our conditioned logical mind, I might add. Much, much more to us. And if that's woo, then that's brilliant. We don't need to add the value judgment to the term and use it in a derogatory way to dismiss something that we just simply don't understand. Many Indigenous cultures around the world have incredibly rich traditions, practices, spiritual beliefs, healing rituals, connections to the natural world, and practices that incorporate things like herbal medicine, plant medicine, ceremonies, storytelling, rituals that might be quite a departure for a lot of the Western scientific paradigm, but they hold deep cultural significance and wisdom. And as somebody who is very much still only at the level, really, of dipping her toe in the water around some of these practices, they bloody work. So there's our evidence, right? Our evidence is in our lived experience. So as an example, practices like smudging, shamanic healing ceremonies, of which I lead many, meditation, yoga, mindfulness, acupuncture, reflexology, many of these different ways of embracing well-being, they're integrally deeply rooted in ancient traditions and wisdoms. And they are essential for being in harmony with the world around us, something that I think we have taken a massive departure from as a human race. And slowly, slowly, I see lots more of a return to this way of living and working and being, but it's not rapid enough. It's not enough yet to reverse climate change, for example, and to undo some of the damage that we have already done to the natural world. Anyway, I'm kind of digressing. So I want us to stop dismissing things as simply woo-woo. I want us to kind of reclaim this phrase, because I want there to be a much more connected and deep understanding of the provenance of some of these practices and the validity and the outcomes and the healing that happens as a result of some of these practices. So consider it this way. Many of the things we now take for granted were very much considered woo-woo. Look at the device that you've charged that you're listening to this podcast episode on. We once considered electricity some sort of magical force that could basically zap you into oblivion. And actually, to be fair, it is that. But now we can't live without it, right? Or at least we think we can't. We actually can, but we don't. We don't live without it. These days, we take for granted loads of things that once upon a time were considered absolutely unbelievably left field or just completely daft and stupid. Think about antibiotics. Think about psychology. Think about the telephone and how sound gets carried across waves at a massive distance. Like, all of these things back in the day were considered unbelievable and kind of woo-woo in and of themselves. And yet here we are, living, sleeping and breathing all of these things all of the time. When we look closely, when we really think about this without bringing our own little conditioned form of judgment to it, what we realise is that nothing is as clear-cut as it seems. There's no such thing as science versus woo-woo. There's just woo-woo. Science hasn't caught up with proving the woo-woo at quite the pace that the woo-woo has been in existence. Woo-woo predates absolutely everything. I bloody love it. But let me kind of make this argument for you. So we have been conditioned to believe science because there's data and we can logically sequence cause and effect. We can logically understand how something makes a difference or how something instigates a change or how one action leads to another action. And yet, for centuries, for millennia, we have been involved in spiritual practices that do good, that were for a very long time just dismissed as tribal or woo-woo or nonsense. But now science is starting to catch up and there's loads of science that has begun to prove what we already knew before we got all logical and up in our heads and had to have categorical explanations for everything before we believed it. So let's look at meditation, right? Scientific studies show now that meditation can change our brain's structure and function. Studies have shown in acupuncture, even though the studies don't yet show how it works, but they show it does work. They've shown in acupuncture that the application of needles into the skin and the connection with meridians or energy channels releases endorphins, which is the body's natural painkillers, and that acupuncture might alter and activate different pathways, neurological pathways in the brain. Research now shows that essential oils, so medicine from plants, have a measurable impact on mood and stress levels. We know, don't we, now that yoga improves not only physical health, so cardiovascular health, it reduces blood pressure, it has an impact on cholesterol levels and heart rate, but it also has an incredible effect on our emotional and mental and spiritual well-being. So practices and understandings and beliefs that were inherent in us back in the day, millennia ago, that were integral, that were just a way of life, part of how we lived, became dismissed at the same time as there was an industrialization and a rise in having to logically prove everything. And yet here we are, the pendulum swinging again, and we're returning to some of these practices. We are understanding the value in them. We know in our own lived experience that the woo-woo has a fundamental amount to offer in terms of our well-being, but it goes further than that. The woo-woo holds together communities. The woo-woo builds connections at a cellular level, at an energetic level, and at a practical, in real-time level. The woo-woo is the basis on which we live. And so when people are using it as a derogatory, dismissive term, yes, it pisses me right off. Do you know, one of the things I find most interesting in the work I do is how many people are drawn to the woo-woo, almost in a, I really want to believe this stuff, but I don't know if I can, but I'm interested enough to come and explore it. And, you know, on retreats and stuff, we will use cards like tarot cards or oracle decks. And the accuracy with which cards fall out of that deck and speak to the person who has been asking a question of the deck or who is seeking guidance from the deck is mind-blowing. Like, here's what I want to propose, right? Our logical minds cannot possibly comprehend the woo-woo. Our logical minds would love to neatly package all of this up in a little box and be able to explain everything. But honestly, our minds don't have that capacity. They're really clever. They're beautifully intelligent. They're brilliant. They're wonderful pieces of machinery. But the woo-woo is so much bigger than our logical mind can comprehend. And so we are naturally drawn to it because we are it. There's a natural intelligence in energy that is in and of us. We are it. It is us. We are all connected. There is a resonance and a recognition in every single one of us with the woo-woo. And yet, our conditioned minds still are skeptical. And I get that. I'm a healthy skeptic. There's nothing wrong with that. However, skepticism needs to be complemented with openness, like with an inquiring mind, with a curiosity, perhaps, rather than an already made up mind that's closed down and shut off to the limitless possibilities that this life holds. I mean, let's look at quantum physics, right? This is about quantum physics is like the behavior of particles, like the smallest particles that are completely invisible to the naked eye and barely visible by microscope. So quantum physics is the behavior of these particles. And it's the behavior of these particles at a quantum level, at the sort of finest, most granular detailed level, is so strange that Einstein called it spooky action at a distance. So much of quantum physics defy what we've come to know as kind of classical logic, yet they are fundamental to modern physics and what we now know and what we use on a daily basis in terms of tech. I mean, back in the day, before somebody, I can't remember who it was, but somebody came up with germ theory, the idea that invisible, what they call pathogens, like microorganisms, the idea that these could cause disease was considered total rubbish. But today, it's what a lot of our modern medical treatment is based upon. Like, we have antibiotics when we have a bacterial infection because the antibiotics treat that microorganism that has caused the symptoms that go alongside the infection and caused the harm or the damage to the organism, so to our physical body. Now, a lot of the work I do, particularly in Soul Mind, which is my 12-month container for soul-based business owners, supporting them to grow their business and lead with from a point of service. A lot of the work we do in there fully embraces the woo. Like, we have learned that in business as well as in life, or business is part of life, but you know what I mean, that the woo has its important place, and it's very much a part and parcel of how we roll in Soul Mind. So, you know, I've come from a sort of, in inverted commas, corporate background. I came from the public sector. I worked in the NHS. I worked in the voluntary sector for 20 years. And you cannot tell me that we did not make intuitive decisions even in those massive corporate organisations. You can't tell me that there are not surgeons who make intuitive decisions or have an intuitive knowing about the outcomes for their patients, because there just is this knowing. And in business, we use intuition, particularly when we run our own businesses and our businesses are service-based businesses, so people working with people, we use intuition all the time. Like, database decisions are important, but I want to argue that intuition-based decisions are equally important. Many, many, many of the most successful entrepreneurs that you will have heard of and perhaps followed or read about or listened to on a podcast, all acknowledge the role of gut feeling or intuitive insight in their decision-making processes. We know that as humans, we do well when we are well. And so some of these woo practices that now people spend hundreds of pounds a month on all support people's well-being, which supports their productivity, which supports their effectiveness, which supports their ability to lead a life that is purposeful and holds meaning and is loving and joyful. And so why are we like passing some of these things off as woo-woo in a derogatory way? I personally believe it is time that we celebrate woo-woo and that we stop edging the term with this kind of derogatory, dismissive, nuance to it. So I am annoyed by how people use the term. I'm not annoyed by the term itself. I love it. I embrace it. I live it. I sleep it. I breathe it. Like, that's, people know this about me, right? And I am ever awed by the more woo I allow, the more I see, the more I know, the more I understand, the more wonderment and awe makes its way back to me. Oh my God, who doesn't want to live like that? So I've been on, like, fair play, I've been on a little bit of a ranty, passionate, argument-making debate today in this episode. And I suppose I want to end it with an ask. Like, if woo-woo and the idea of woo-woo is not for everyone, and that's absolutely cool. Like, I'm not going to be ramming this down people's throats. Everybody has their own right to an opinion. They've got their own preferences. They've got their own things that work for them. And that's all cool. But what's not okay is being dismissive and derogatory about the beliefs and the practices and the awarenesses that other people have just because they're different to your own. So next time I see on Facebook or Instagram or wherever people in my profession going, oh, sorry, that's a bit woo, I'm going to continue doing what I do now, which is generally speaking to put something in positive in the comments about the woo, such as, I love the woo. Let's have more woo. All for the woo. I really want to invite you that if you find yourself dismissing things that you can't explain as woo in a negative, judgmental and derogatory way, maybe you might want to catch yourself in that. Maybe you might want to tune into how incredible and full of possibility and awe-inspiring the woo can actually be. Rant over. Have a beautiful day. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.